Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 582, Mind-Muscle Connection, Harnessing Modern Midichlorians for Ultimate Gains, by Robbie Farlow with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nerd Fitness, and more. Now, I am a self-professed nerd, but I actually am not all that familiar with Star Wars or Star Trek mythology, which some believe automatically bumps me out of kind of that nerd category. I don't know, for some reason, I've just never been into Star Wars or Star Trek. And so, true story, I actually had to look up how to pronounce midichlorians to read this post to you. Now, before we hear about that, don't forget, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list every month. So if you want to be in the drawing, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end of the show. So for now, let's hear about these midichlorians and start optimizing your life. Mind-Muscle Connection, Harnessing Modern Midichlorians for Ultimate Gains, by Robbie Farlow with RomanFitnessSystems.com. You put in countless hours pumping iron over the last couple of years. You've made gains, cut down body fat, and feel like a completely new person. You continue to show up at the gym, work hard, and nail your macros day in and day out. Yet, something just isn't right. The gains seem to have slowed or disappeared. You feel stuck. It happened to me a few years ago. Progress stalled and gains all but disappeared until one day I read a quote from Arnold himself. Quote, "What puts you over the top? It is the mind that actually creates the body. It is the mind that really makes you work out for 4 or 5 hours a day. It is the mind that visualizes what the body ought to look like as the finished product." End quote. Arnold and the bodybuilders of his time didn't need PubMed studies that backed up their methods. They went to the gym and focused on one thing: growing as much muscle as possible, and creating a mind-muscle connection was one of the ways they were able to do it. What is mind-muscle connection? There's a neat little neurotransmitter in our bodies that stimulates skeletal muscle called acetylcholine. When stimulated, acetylcholine leads to a bunch of fancy processes that control muscle contraction. But not only that, it's one of the main contributors to our cognitive abilities, like paying attention and memory storage and recall. Think of acetylcholine as midichlorians. For those of you unfamiliar with the term, I pity you. Midichlorians are the microscopic life forms that live in the cells of all beings in the Star Wars universe. They're what allow people to sense the Force. The more acetylcholine that we have available, the more attentive our minds can be, and the more powerful a Jedi or Sith you will become. Put another way, the more attention you pay to the muscle you are using, the greater your gains will be. Control, control. You must learn control. What you want is to walk into the gym like Lord Vader on the Tantive IV and have the path to the rack cleared for you. Guys, there is a Sith Lord here, and he demands your attention. One reason why you're not getting those Sith-sized gains is that you lack control. You need to feel the muscle that you're supposed to be working in order to activate the acetylcholine needed to activate your muscles. This is where the mind-muscle connection comes into play. The more focused and connected you are with the movement of the muscle, the more potential acetylcholine you will activate. This means potentially more muscle fibers will be stimulated, which will lead to those fibers being used, broken down, and rebuilt. Here are a few tips on how to feel the muscle. 1. Lower the weight and focus on controlling the full range of motion. Drop the ego for a week and lower all the weight down to a weight you could comfortably complete 15 to 20 reps with good form. Now, get into a staring contest with that muscle and focus your eyes on the movement of the muscle. Give it a good squeeze at the top and then continue to focus on the muscles as you go back to the starting position. This is the eccentric portion of the motion, or the lowering portion, and it's just as valuable to muscle gain as the lifting portion. 2, flexing like a bodybuilder. Look, just do what we already do when no one is around. Flex in the mirror. Flexing is one of the best ways to learn how to activate many of your muscles that you claim to be using every day. Just as in tip number 1, be sure to focus on really feeling each muscle and how it feels when you flip the switch. 3, visualization. Arnold used it. Famous athletes use it when they act out a play in their minds. You need to use it. Dr. Srinivasan Pillai of the Harvard Medical School writes in a book titled Your Brain and Business, The Neuroscience of Great Leaders, suggests that recent studies have shown that we use the same part of the brain to visualize an action as we do when we perform that action. In your mind, visualize each muscle filling with blood as you contract the dumbbell during your curl, and then visualize the blood exiting each muscle as you return to the starting position. In the same vein of visualizing, pun intended, there's a hack I use in the gym and with clients when it comes to increasing mind-muscle connection. It's something I've employed from my days as an actor. To gain or not to gain? That is the question. To prevent actors from losing focus on stage, the famous acting practitioner, Uta Hagen, constructed her students to use something she calls a release object. The object could be anything from a piece of paper in the actor's pocket, to a patch worn on their costume, to a prop, or an item that had significant value to their character in the play. If the actor felt themselves drifting out of focus, they would touch this item, reminding themselves of their character or an emotion they need to connect with. You could use anything from a specific song on your playlist, a mantra you keep on a piece of paper in your pocket, or even take an old t-shirt and turn it into a cape, like I have many of my clients do. For myself, I use a Wolverine wristband. Try using this in the gym to remind yourself to refocus in order to renew your mind-muscle connection. Those who make the greatest gains are the ones who actively receive the weight and control their reaction to the stimulus. By connecting our mind to our muscles and harnessing these modern midichlorians, we can stimulate more of our muscles in order to achieve a greater level of success. You just listened to the post titled, Mind-Muscle Connection, Harnessing Modern Midichlorians for Ultimate Gains by Robbie Farlow with RomanFitnessSystems.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, I hope I pronounced all of the Star Wars references correctly. I did know what the Force meant, so hopefully that redeems me and my nerdiness just a little bit. One of the things I've always said is, when you're trying to bust through a plateau, whether it's through resistance training or weight loss, one of the things you do is mix things up. And so I like that Robbie mentioned, if you've been, let's say, lifting heavy for a while, we'll switch it up and do a lighter weight, check your ego at the door, of course, and then do 15 to 20 reps of that weight. You're then recruiting a different set of muscle fibers. And he's also saying, slow down. So as you're lifting those weights and then bringing them back to the starting position, don't rush through it, but think about what you're doing. And one of the great advantages to this is not only potentially creating a mind-muscle connection and refocusing your attention, but also lowering your risk for injury. When you take things slowly like this, and you focus on really what you're doing and how that weight feels, and if you're using proper form and breathing properly, well, now you're gonna reduce your risk for getting injured. And nobody's saying that you have to do this every single time for the rest of time. You don't have to go this slowly and use only the 15 to 20 rep range into eternity. You'll, of course, want to switch it up and start lifting a little bit heavier again and go down to a lighter rep range. But by really focusing and slowing things down, you're going to hopefully maintain your body so that you can continue doing this for as long as possible. All right, before I go, don't forget, we do book giveaways on the first of every month to random people on our mailing list. So if you want to be a part of that, plus get some free spreadsheet tools from us and lots more, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. It's totally free and it's a great way to show your support. Again, you can join at oldpodcast.com. All right, that's it for Tuesday's episode. Hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Thank you as always for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.